Hi, I'm Paul Camillos, and welcome to Shooting the Breeze. Join me and the STB crew for Series 8. Just hit that subscribe button, and if you enjoy the pod, share it and give it a like. Ahead of the fourth Pink Hoops round, it's a pod first, as we share a small snippet with people who were very close to Tiana Mangekahia. In a fireside chat, we're joined by friend of the pod, Vanessa Panousis, alongside very special guests, Tiana's mum and dad, Cynthia and T-Ray Mangekahia. We're so grateful to have Cynthia and T-Ray join us on this pod in memory of T. In the coming weeks, we'll share the full pod, where we talk about their legacy initiative, its meaning to the family, and hope for its impact in the future. Welcome to Shooting the Breeze. I'm Paul Camillos. In this episode, we're talking about the human side of basketball, the legacy side of basketball. We're talking about someone who left an impact on the game and many basketball fans here in Australia and around the world, Tiana Mangekahia. Tiana, T, was more than just a basketball player. From her time in college, where she hit her strides as a player and then started her fight against breast cancer, to her taking the floor in the WNBL. We were all devastated when we heard she had to step back from playing because this terrible disease had come back. Then we heard from Chris Pongrass that the Sydney Flames and Hoops Capital were standing by her by keeping her involved in the game and the team by having her join the coaching staff while she underwent treatment. This is a testament to the impact she had and what she meant to everyone who knew her. Joining me as co-host on this podcast is Vanessa Panousis, T's best friend. And I want to say we're privileged because joining us to talk about Tiana and her legacy are her parents, Cynthia and T-Ray. It's great to have you all on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, nice to be here to talk.
Ness, I'm going to just throw across to you for a minute first.
Oh, that's not a good idea. Is that a good idea?
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Okay, here we go.
So, Ness, you, in those early days at in the WNBL and the Flames, you played with T as well.
Yeah.
From your perspective, what was that like?
It was really cool. It was obviously something we had always spoken about, never knew if it was going to happen. So for it to actually happen and come to fruition was really cool, and it was obviously like a dream come true for both of us. So I remember T had signed first, and then Shane Hill was the coach at the time. So when I called T, I was like, oh yeah, I think I'm gonna have a meeting with him. And she goes, okay, well, you better sign, you know, standard T telling me, okay, yeah, you need to do it. I was like, I haven't even spoken to the guy yet, but anyway. So once I did speak to him and, you know, he told me my role and everything for that year, I was pretty happy. And then obviously T being part of that team, that was a big thing as well. So yeah, once it was all signed, sealed, delivered, it was pretty cool. And then obviously her coming down to Sydney and us pretty much living together, she had her own spot, but we were pretty much stuck by each other's side the whole time. So that it was really cool. It was really cool.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, we had you both on the pod before, and then also T was a surprise drop in on a pod. It was a really interesting look into the dynamic between the two of you. You could tell that you had a really strong friendship and a really strong bond.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure Cynthia and Terry will agree, I think we kind of balanced each other out pretty well. You know, I mean, obviously we're two very chill people, but T had her little feisty side, which I could always kind of calm her down. And then she kind of got me out of, I mean, not like my show, I'm definitely not shy, but she kind of got me out of, I guess we can say shell for now. But yeah, so I think we balanced each other well. We're kind of like a yin and yang. Yeah, it was cool. I think especially like living together as well, we pretty much called each other sisters. So we annoyed each other, we argued with each other, we laughed with each other. I mean, everything that sisters kind of do.
And T-Ray and Cynthia, I want to touch base with you on this one. Obviously, when she moved down to Sydney and was connecting with Ness on the team and joining the Flames, what was that like for you, seeing her go, you know, from college to now being a professional basketball player?
I knew it was always going to happen.
Yeah, we knew she was going to become a professional basketball player. It's what she wanted. It's what she worked really hard for. And we knew that that was going to happen for her. You know, she left home when she was young to go to the Australian Institute of Sport. So she was always very determined to, you know, reach her goals. She got an offer. She was in year 11 and she left. So she left home basically.
That was hard.
Yeah. When she left home.
16. She was 16.
We felt like she was so young to leave home, but we knew it's what she wanted. So really ever since then, and then, you know, she's been home in and out over those years and then going to college, coming back, playing for the Flames and playing some overseas things. I don't think, you know, she was really going to live at home long term. She wanted to do things and she wanted to, you know, explore the world and live her life to the best that she could. So we knew that when she was home with us for these short stints, they were going to be short stints.
At least Sydney wasn't too far.
That was a 10-hour drive. We drove every time.
You guys love the drive.
We drove down.
Yeah, we drove. We loved the drive. You're right. We loved the drive. Yeah.
Tyree and Cynthia, they love a road trip. So they were pretty much in Sydney. I would say every home game you would try and come, right?
We tried to come.
Yeah.
And we'd drive down.
Yeah. And sometimes they would drive down literally the night before the game and leave right after the game. Like, yeah, this was commitment. This was, I remember it was blowing my mind. I was like, you're really going to come down for one night?
To see T play.
Yep. That's, you guys would do anything for her.
And it wasn't just the two of you, T-Ray and Cynthia. Sometimes other members of the family would come down, because I remember at one of the Kudos Bank games.
Oh, yep.
There was a large contingent.
All the brothers. It was everyone. Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we had times where we said to all the kids, we're going down. Does anyone want to come? What's everyone doing? Yeah, and sometimes the whole of us would come down, which was, yeah.
Whole squad.
A great holiday too.
Yeah.
Not chaotic at all with their Mangakahia family. Not chaotic at all.
Yesterday's us a bit too well, probably.
All smooth sailing.
Yeah, the boys loved Tiana and they all loved basketball. They all played. Every one of the boys played. So, you know, they loved basketball. They loved watching their sister play.
And Vanessa, they loved watching Vanessa play too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not much.
Part of the family now, really.
Just those few minutes I was on, but I always heard them. They did. I think it was always Timmy. Just shoot it. Just shoot it, Ness.
Well, I can certainly say that Kudos game, there was absolutely no question where the Mangakahia family were.
Yep.
Yes, they're very vocal supporters of team. Yes. Whatever team Tiana's playing in, they're 100% in.
Yep.
Now, one of the things that I think a lot of people really don't understand, because a lot of people only ever got to see T playing, and you know, we were lucky enough to get to know T much better. There was a lot more to her character than just what we saw on the floor. So I'm going to start off with you, Cynthia. What were probably the most significant parts of her character that maybe people didn't really understand?
So she was really kind, and she really cared about people, and she cared about strangers as well as her friends. She loved her friends, and when her friends needed her, she was there for them. She felt that, you know, I guess this life and the people that we have around us at the time are really important, and that we need to all look after each other. So she was very much like that. And lots of things, Tiana. She's sort of easy to talk about because, you know, she loved board games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Loved a board game.
She loved board games, and it might not be something that people, they see her on the court, but they don't realize she loves sitting around the table playing a board game, you know, and of course she wants to win. It's always competitive.
Yep.
And so what was the favorite game?
We know her favorite game.
Sequence, or was that?
Sequence.
Yeah, Secret. I was going to say, or was that just a recent one? But now,
Sequence is our favourite game, our favourite board game, and we played it this Christmas.
And one thing with T, I feel like it was like whenever she got given any type of news, whether it was good or bad, it was always like, okay, so what's the solution? How are we going to get this done? All right. It wasn't like we're going to, okay, be upset and dwindle and, okay, no, what's the solution? Let's get this thing going. It wasn't, you know, holding on to what was just told. And
She would say, if you need to have a cry, have a cry. Just get it out of your system, whatever you need to do to get it out of your system when we get bad news. And then we're gonna find ways to move along with this. We're not gonna be in, you know, depression mode. We're gonna take it on head on, and we're gonna
put a plan together and let's see how we can move forward kind of.
Yep, we're gonna get a plan and we're going to always be positive about the future. And she was incredibly positive. Even so much that, you know, she's planning a trip to Bali.
Seriously.
Like, what was it, 2 weeks before she passed away? Yeah. I mean, because she was not going to,
she wasn't going to let this thing not
dominate.
You know, and do things that she wanted to do in life. So,
right. She wasn't going to let it stop her from doing what she could do. And if she could do it, she was going to give it a good try.
Yeah. It's also, I think, a testament to you guys and obviously the boys as well, you know, her character and her positivity and everything that she had to go through. I mean, you guys were her rocks through everything, the good and the bad. So you guys also deserve a massive, massive pat on the back. And obviously I know it's your daughter and you would do anything for her, but I think it kind of gets overlooked sometimes because families aren't really like that these days either. Like, you know what I mean? It is very rare that the whole family is really behind one of their girls. So I think it's a big testament to you guys.
Thanks, Ness. That's lovely. And of course, you know, Ness, we can't really go too far without saying how incredible you are, Miss Vanessa Panousis. No. Yeah. You're pretty awesome, Ness. And you were with her for it all too. And we appreciate that. And, you know, we're really grateful that you were a part of her life.
The basketball community and the wider community are rallying around the whole concept of the foundation. I'm kind of curious what sort of a timeline you're hoping to be able to kind of grow the foundation and roll out to the wider community.
At the moment, we're waiting for ACNC approval of a charity, which might take another month or two to come through. So we're just getting, I guess, all our ducks in a row. So that when we get that approval from the ACNC, we are ready to go. And I think once that happens and we're ready to go, Hoops Capital will be a large part of that for us, as well as we would like to extend that to, you know, the NBL teams in Australia and try to get a pink round, you know, for every team, just like Sydney Flames and Kings are doing a pink round. We would love to see that happen across Australia.
I think it's also important that we kind of start with the basketball community. Obviously, basketball being such a big part of Tia's life and obviously the respect that she has in that community. So I think that's the best way for us to kind of get, you know, the help and support that we want for this foundation, and I'm sure they are going to really jump on board with it. But yeah, it's crazy how there isn't a pink round in the NBL and the WNBL.
Yeah,
I know. I think that's wild. And I remember T would always be like, how is there not a pink round? Because in other sports you see it, you know? So yeah, so I think that's going to be a really big step for the foundation.
And that's why T started the pink round, you know, she was a player then.
Yeah.
The first round she was a player and the other two she was a coach. So this will be the fourth round for Hoops Capital, Sydney Flames and Kings doing a pink round. I mean, really, they're champions. They really are champions. Everyone that works in that organisation is incredibly amazing people and the fact that they're doing this and supporting breast cancer in this way is incredible. And we would love that to spread so that everyone has one of their rounds of WNBL and NBL is a pink game.
Yeah, the Oz camps. That's really where we became like literally the Oz camps are like a week.
Yeah, that
was. And we just
clicked. And we were tied at the hip.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We just clicked. And then we both made the Oz 17s mm-hmm. team and the Oz 19s.
And because the under 17s, like that whole process goes for like 2 years. So we were together from like 15 to 17, like because you know how they have the Australian development camps and then that goes right into the 17s program.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty much from that. And then
we'd play each other.
Oh, yeah, for state.
For state. So, like,
every year.
Queensland, we'd play New South Wales. And I'm pretty sure we'd beat you every year except the 1 year.
Except for when we won under 18s. Yes, New South Wales Metro beat Queensland South, just for the record.
In the grand
final. In the gold medal match. Love that for us.
I don't know how that happened.
It happened, though.
I think the refs were wearing a Blues jersey.
No.
Make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you get our latest pod. And we really appreciate if we could get a like and a review so we can extend the reach to more listeners. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.